right back at it. Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belastrator. Coach, you got the Colts again this year. What do we have?
Well, we have a new player, first of all. This is Joshua Quibbs on a kickoff return, and he certainly added some spark to the Colts return game. Of course, we saw him before with the Browns, and he's a strong, big, strong physical runner. So he gets a little kickout block there. There's the seam, and really that's what Cripps can do. He's a strong runner. He's a hard guy to tackle. He can run through those arm tackles. He does a great job here, but he's a big threat both on punts and kickoffs to, make big plays, and tackling him is an issue. So, that's a guy we're going to have to defend that we didn't see in the last game.
Took a heck of a shot in the Denver game, too. Still managed to hang onto the ball long enough for them to roll him down. So
he sure did.
He does have some size. Okay.
This is an empty formation here with Fleener, the tight end, kind of a little flexed out position. He runs a kind of a double move in here on the Broncos. Sort of stops in there over the ball just enough to get the linebacker to throttle down a little bit. And then Luck makes the perfect throw into that hole there between the safety and over the linebacker's head. I mean, it's a great throw, great catch, and just a well-executed play. So I think that pretty much sums it up as to, how tight our coverage has to be, how good it's got to be, because he can make all the throws and, those receivers to go up and get the ball.
Sure, and even at Flacco last week trying to get it to tight ends too, and you still had good coverage and the ball gets there. So you got to be ready to go. All right, moving on here, red zone.
Well, Luck presents, that extra element to the running game and the passing game as a sixth receiver. Here is keeps the ball off the play fake or off the dive fake there. Just comes outside, beats Ware on the edge, runs it in for an easy touchdown. So, we got to do a good job of defending him all the way across the board, whether it's on these kind of plays or scramble plays, loose plays in the passing game. He's a big threat to run with the ball and extend the play.
Does he have deceptive speed for his size? Because it looks at times like he's moving like Johnny Unitas, but yet he's quicker than what it really translates to TV.
He's got good speed.
Okay.
He's got good speed.
All right, here we go. Defense.
Defensively, it starts with the pass rush, and this Jonathan Newsom, number 91, is another guy that has been on their team, but has gotten more playing time progressively through the year, and he's done a good job. Here he is running right past good offensive tackle Clady for the strip sack on Manning. This is a big play. You can see that the Colts here are locked up in man-to-man coverage across the board. Manning's got to hold the ball just long enough, but he can't get it off. Big strip sack. It was a huge play and kind of a tempo setter in the game. Turned into points.
All right, moving on here. I think we got one more defensive shot.
Yeah, well, on the other side of the ball, it's Walden. And, he usually plays on the edge opposite of Newsom in the pass rush. Here he is, beating a block by the back on a play action pass coming off the backside. Another big strip sack against the Redskins. Fourth down stop, scoop it up, and Jackson runs it in for a touchdown. So the edge pressure from Newsom, Warner, and Walden, as well as the inside pressure from Redding and Jones and those guys, we've got to do a good job on the pass rush. They've really improved it up there.
Hey, we're having fun. Fourth AFC Championship game. We've done this, Belastrator. Good luck. Go kick their tails.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. There's your Belastrator. More Patriots All Access AFC Championship back right after this.